Hello everybody, I am Lucia Matuonto and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast. Today we are heading to Denver, Colorado to chat with Kate King. Kate is a licensed professional counselor, art therapist, radiant life coach, author, professional artist, and creative entrepreneur. Her latest book, The Radiant Life Project, is out now. So, my dear Kate, welcome to the RV.
Thank you. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
Yes, me too. I started reading your book and I have so many questions for you.
Oh, good. Happy to answer them.
Wonderful. But before we start, I've never been to Denver and I would like you could share a little bit about your city to our listeners.
Oh, yes. Denver is such an attractive city to visitors. And there's also been a huge movement of people who are moving here because it is sort of the perfect fusion of city and mountains. And so we have a lot of outdoor sports like skiing and hiking. And we've also got wonderful food and really beautiful arts. So it feels like a nice combination of things. And I've been a Colorado native for my whole life. So I've been in Denver now for about 22 years. And before I lived in Denver, I lived in the mountains of Colorado.
Oh, so peaceful. It sounds like a perfect place. And I can consider one time at least visiting.
Yes. Yes. It's a very good place. I am grateful to live here every day.
Mm-hmm. How is the winter this year there? How is winter? Well,
the cold is kind of my happy place because I am an avid skier. I grew up skiing freestyle, which is mogul skiing. And so for me, being cold is just sort of the normal happy place. But I think for someone coming from a warmer climate, it can sometimes be shocking to their system. But we do also, we're known for having 300 days per year of sunshine. And so it can also be quite warm and lovely. So I think there's something here for everyone.
You must find a lot of inspiration in this landscape.
I certainly do. When I'm out in nature, I feel like I get very clear-headed and I get connected to my inspiration and my true self. And so sometimes whether I'm out walking or skiing, I'll just get insights that drop in. And then I rush home to my computer and I plug them into the book I'm working on. And it's definitely a process that involves nature.
And Kate, you wear many hats, which is impressive. How did you decide to pursue this career path, blending arts and creativity with helping others?
It's been a lifelong journey, and there have been twists and turns along the way, but it really started when I was a very young child, and I was very creative, very sort of magical, had a lot of imaginary play, and then I started to try to dial into understanding the people around me. Part of that was in response to my own challenges, which I talk about a little bit in the book, and so I started to get very curious about why people are the way they are, why they do what they do. And I became really inspired when I discovered that we have a lot of potential to change and to grow. And the problems we face and the relationship challenges that cross our paths don't have to remain the reality that we live in if we're really conscious about how we want to work with them. So that led me naturally towards psychology. And at some point, I learned about art therapy actually from a Google search because I was trying to figure out what to do with my double major in psychology and art. And then I found out that art therapy was a really exciting field, an up-and-coming field that now is getting so much more well known. And so I got my master's degree in transpersonal counseling psychology and art therapy. And then I pursued a clinical practice for about 17 years now. And then along the way, I just had some little pivots here and there. And during the pandemic, I became very, very burned out. And I made a really big shift to incorporating Radiant Life coaching rather than psychotherapy. So I'm sort of in this new chapter of my work now where my work is very holistic and growth oriented. It's really deeply alchemizing and transformational in terms of inner patterns and relationship dynamics and healing trauma and wounds from a perspective of being very growth oriented. And that felt like a very natural entryway into writing because I wanted to share these teachings with more people than I could reach in my practice alone. And so a book is an accessible way to fan these teachings out into the collective and try to reach as many people as possible to help during a time where I really think a lot of people are struggling.
A lot of people. And I believe that creativity connects us to ourselves.
Absolutely. It's an embodied experience. And so it helps people get out of their mind and out of that repetitive thinking practice that keeps them stuck and more into their body where they can feel anchored in their true self, connected to nature, connected to other people, and have sort of an expressive outlet for investigating themselves on a totally different level than speaking alone allows.
Yeah, exactly. Your book, The Radiant Life Project, Awaken Your Purpose, Heal Your Past, and Transform Your Future. It sounds very intriguing, Kate. Could you please explain what The Radiant Life Project is about?
The Radiant Life Project is based on my belief system that each one of us has an inner light inside of us that I equate to sort of like a pilot light. And it's your essence and it's your life force. It's the driving purpose that moves you through your life. And in the hustle and bustle of our normal everyday living, that light can start to burn really dim. And we can start to get really disconnected from that true self and that life force energy that we were born with. And so the Radiant Life Project is about gazing inward toward that inner flame and really intentionally and consciously fanning that flame so that we can really glow from the inside out with health and with well-being, with insight, with the ability to self-reflect and grow. And when we start with ourselves and we do the inner work necessary for our own healing and growth, it creates a ripple effect that extends beyond us and starts to positively impact our families and our cultures and our societies. And this might even be the way to help the world at large, just by starting with yourself.
It seems that your book serves as a guide for those interested in self-healing. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. And everything I teach in my book, these are all practices that I also practice myself. And these are practices that are really grounded in science and in psychology, but they also have a connection to spirituality and creativity. And so they're multifaceted and really dynamic. And I can tell you from experience that they work because I've seen this transformative practice in my own life. And I've worked with thousands of clients and I have seen this work really impact them for the betterment of their life and their quality of relationships with others and with themselves. So it's a very expressive, expansive body of work that I'm just very proud of.
Yes. And could you provide a little bit more details about the content? What can your readers expect from this book?
So this book is essentially a huge download of everything that I know, psychologically speaking, from my clinical practice and also personally speaking from my own trauma healing and my own journey. And so it's sort of like a masterclass, and it's in an accessible how-to format where people can read it as slowly as they need to. They can read it as many times as they need to. And it really covers a lot of territory. So it's as simple as questioning the narratives, the stories you tell yourself in your mind. But there's also some really interesting information about ancestral healing, the science of epigenetics, and how we can regulate our nervous system and our brain with creativity, with different kinds of mindfulness practices. I have a background being trained in a school that was founded by a Buddhist monk. And so there's some Buddhist philosophy and Buddhist psychology that I share. And so it goes sort of in these wide ranges. I also share a modality called internal family systems, which is a very popular psychotherapeutic modality that for me has been the number one most impactful and effective form of therapy I've ever found. So I apply that to this work as well. And so there's really a lot here. I think there's something for everyone, and there's something for every place that you may be on your growth journey. And you may decide that in a year, when you reflect back at the book, you may dive into other chapters, you know, different readiness to dive into new facets of your healing may come to the surface. And I actually talk about that in the book too, with trauma healing, that it happens in layers. And we need to be respectful of our body and our system's willingness to work through a linear process of which layers we investigate and heal, rather than trying to force ourselves into really deep healing that we may not be really ready to sustain. So the way that I teach these practices is very safe. It's very accessible, and it won't destabilize you. It'll allow you to feel like you have resources and tools to meet you with whatever willingness you now have to pursue the healing that I think will greatly improve your life.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I love it. So you've been studying a lot, Kate, even Buddhism. I mean, you've been blending spirituality with arts and psychology, and this is very commendable. So congratulations for your work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. Also, the world is kind of difficult now. There are so many changes. There are significant changes, such as the rise of social media, economic stability, ongoing wars, conflicts. So how can anyone live a radiant life in a world where so much is going wrong? I mean, so much is going on and going wrong.
Yeah, I think many people are really overwhelmed by so many of the things you mentioned, and how many challenges we now face, how interconnected we all are with the internet, and how sometimes that isn't so great, and we don't know how to turn off our devices. And there are politically charged conversations that are upsetting to people. There's social justice issues that are really prevalent. And I think what's happening is every time we're met with real challenge in our life, we're also being met with an invitation for growth through that challenge. And so the Radiant Life Project is meant to meet you as a companion with like a guiding light at the juncture of that point between feeling challenged and feeling empowered to grow. Because if we stay the same, and if we stay comfortable, and if we're never really challenged, then as a species, we don't grow. As individuals, we don't grow. And if you look into nature, there are cycles all around us about how essential growth is for the continuation of species and evolution and vitality. And we're no different than that. So this work is meant to accompany you as you really bravely face these challenges and perpetuate a healthier world for your children, your children's children, through your own interaction with what's really happening here and participating authentically and with a really deep sense of integrity with what the world presents, which is, this is real life. We don't have control over so much, but we do have a say with how we meet it. And that's where the Radiant Life Project comes in to help support you.
Yes, and I see that your work emphasizes qualities such as authenticity, of course, creativity. How do you assist individuals in identifying and embodying these qualities in their lives, especially when faced with challenges?
Yeah, it's a good question. Most of the time, it's easy to tell where we are showing up inauthentically or with really low integrity because it doesn't feel good. We have areas where we feel stuck or we feel like we're abandoning ourselves or sacrificing something that feels important, but we just don't know how to stop doing that because it might be a pattern that we were either taught by our parents or we've done so repetitively through our life that we don't know how to be any different. And so that's how this work helps to support people, by first recognizing what's not working and then going from that place to provide the contrast of what would feel better. And so I like to shine the light of awareness and observation without judgment and without attachment even, but just noticing, how do you feel when you're living your life in a way that's not authentic? When you lay down in bed at the end of the day and you don't feel good about the day you just lived, or you're not looking forward to the day that's yet to come, and really getting curious. I like to use curiosity as a tool to help people just investigate what's not working. And from that place, that's very fertile ground to plant new seeds of intention and awareness. And if authenticity is one of those intentions, or if integrity, or if deeper relational connection, or clicking off of autopilot and being more present in your life, these are all intentions we all may start with. So if we just plant those like seeds of intention, then soon they will grow and they will branch out into new invitations, where once you start living with more authenticity, then that may attract a different quality of relationship. And that may instigate growth in a totally new way, where you get to show up differently with people and you're attracting more meaningful conversations. So then we work with how to do that and what that looks like. So it's a ripple effect in that way also.
Totally, totally. And sometimes you have to put so many masks at the end of the day, you start thinking, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? Because I need to pretend I'm someone that I'm not. It causes anxiety as well.
Absolutely. And so this is why it's important to talk about the nervous system, because so often people are ramped up and running at such a fast speed throughout their day. They lie down to go to sleep and they can't sleep, or their heart's beating fast, or their mind is spinning in spirals. And that's their nervous system speaking to them, saying, I don't feel safe. What we're doing isn't working for me. And so when you have the awareness, I teach polyvagal theory in my book, which is my favorite methodology to work with the nervous system and soothe it. And we talk about how to really ground and anchor yourself so that your nervous system can rest, so that you can feel re-energized in the morning and you can feel tired at night. And it feels like your world is in balance because you're working in connection with your nervous system instead of asking it to operate like a robot, because none of us are robots. And having that expectation is so unfair. And it really sets us up for a lot of suffering.
Yes. Your work is precious. First of all, we'd like to leave a message for our listeners. And second, where we can find you.
Thank you. I think the message I would like to leave for the listeners is, if you feel inspired to start a growth journey, but it feels overwhelming, just start. The hardest part is starting. So either picking up a book like mine or listening to a podcast like this one, sometimes the growth journey just needs you to spark it. And so I would really just say to the listeners, just start with wherever you are, with whatever you have, wherever you're willing to begin, and it will grow from there.
And where we can find you and, of course, your books.
Yes.
The book. So, sorry. It's one book or two books. You have only one, yeah?
This is one book, The Radiant Life Project, but I am finished now writing the sequel, which is called Radiant Relationships. It hasn't been sold yet to a publisher, but it will be coming out soon. So there will be a sequel. But for now, you can buy The Radiant Life Project anywhere online where you buy your books, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anywhere else. You can also buy the book and find out everything else about me on my website, which is theradiantlifeproject.com. And please feel free to connect with me on social media. I'm at the handle The Radiant Life Project, and I love to connect with my community. I'm constantly offering free workshops and retreats. I have actually a free book club coming up to discuss my book. So you can find information for that either on my website at theradiantlifeproject.com or my handle at The Radiant Life Project on any socials. So I would love to connect with you.
Sounds great. And also, Kate, I would like to invite you to write an article for our magazine, The Relatable Voice. So there, our listeners will be able to learn more about your work, to find your website, and also to see how can they buy your book. So I'm truly happy to have you in our magazine. And I hope I can go back to Colorado to speak with you again. Our doors are always open for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had such a lovely time talking to you today, and I would love to write for your magazine. So thank you for the invitation.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.